Some people still push toxic pesticides and synthetic fertilizers, things they learned 30 years ago. Well, Howard Garrett will talk about things he learned 30 years ago, but also what things he learned last year and yesterday. So here he is, your host, the natural organic scientist, the Dirt Doctor.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number to be with us on the show here is 866-444-3478. This hour is brought to you by Dr. O'Hara's products, the probiotics that I take a lot. And it just so happens that we're going to have a guest here for a short period of time. Go ahead and jump on here if you want. We'll get to the phone calls pretty quickly here, 866-444-3478. But joining us is my friend Marty Whittakin, who most of you have heard quite a few times on the show here and me on her show. Good morning, Marty.
Good morning.
Well, since I've seen you, I've been unsuccessful at trying to help kill fluoride acid being put in the Dallas water supply and a few other things that we would like to have done a better job of. What have you been up to?
Well, I was doing my best to help you with that.
I know you were, and I appreciate it.
Right. But some of these things, they have to hear it a lot, and then eventually the proponents die off or something. Well, we'll keep at it.
I think the next time it comes around, it'll be a little easier. But it was frustrating, but it just reminded me again of what we deal with it. I was talking to my friend John Ferguson earlier about the fact that he's having a little bit more luck, quite a bit more luck getting some of the people, university-type people, to at least come partly on board with organics down in Houston. And we've just have such an anti-setup here of critics and people that are trying to preserve the status quo. It's amazing. Do you run into the same thing with the doctors and the medical issues?
You know what? Anytime there's a whole bunch of money behind a particular philosophy, it's real hard to change.
Yep.
And there's nothing that has more money in it than, maybe the energy sector or something. But the medical complex is it's just overrun with bad ideas that are supported by not science. You really dig deep. You don't find science behind it. What you find is a lot of money and vested interests and people with egos that don't want to retract statements. And
Yeah. That's
why you and I do what we do, is to give people information so that they can make a more informed decision. You can't make your decision based on what the columnists and the papers say, because they don't do research, or the evening news. That's really now more about entertainment. So people really have to listen to you. Hopefully they would take my newsletter and learn a little bit each week about some of these things that are going on. Just recently I talked about vaccines and how the drug companies con us. One was on how to select eggs. Those are very confusing. And tips on blood pressure. I mean, armed with this kind of knowledge, people will vote with their dollars, and ultimately that's what changes things.
Well, we'll give out information on how people can get your newsletter as well. I wanted to make sure I brought this up and didn't forget this, though. I saw a report the other day, and you may have already covered it, but it was talking about the pharmaceutical company and the way they've brilliantly turned the doctors into part of their sales force. It's been going on for a long time. But what they're doing now, and I hadn't noticed it before, the TV ads, for example, at the end of them, when they're talking about, you know, taking this blue pill that you need to take every day, you know, whether you have a problem or not, it ends the ad on television by saying, talk to your doctor, consult your doctor about it. So
I think they say that on virtually all the drug advertising, which is only allowed like in one other country. It's just, we shouldn't have that, because it influences people to think that medication is the only answer to their problems. But they want you to go and make the doctor write that prescription, and after a while they just throw up their hands and say, okay, whatever.
Yeah, that's right. Well,
and they give them kickbacks. That was something I had in a recent newsletter that was in the news. And they get caught every once in a while, and their hands get slapped, and they pay a fine that's equivalent to what they put, you know, for coffee creamer in their snack room, and life goes on.
Well, what do people do to get your newsletter?
Just go to hbnshow.com. Healthybynatureshow.com also works, but the short one is hbnshow.com. Upper right-hand corner, there's a little blue box. Just give us your email address, and we're good to go.
Okay, hbnshow.com.
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay, great. One of the things you and I have talked about a lot, and I assume it'd be one of the things we talk about today, is the probiotics. Way to go. I had to take antibiotics recently. I don't even know if you heard the story or not. I had surgery on my face. It was very successful. I breathe so much better now. Big bad deviated septum thing. And the doctor wanted me to take antibiotics, which I did, and it was probably appropriate to do it. But even though I healed really fast, he commented a lot about how quickly I healed. I think the total healing and the mucus formation from the surgery and everything goes on for a lot longer period of time than I thought. And that mucus draining down, long story short, I got a bacterial infection, acute bacterial infection, upper respiratory, and almost led to something worse because I was not doing much about it. Finally took antibiotics and it cleared it all up without any problem. And I'm also taking some additional herbal things. But the doctor, who was fairly young Indian lady, and I was very impressed with her, she recommended to me that I take the antibiotics and, while I was doing it, take the probiotics, continue to take the probiotics.
Well, bless her heart.
Yeah, and what you and I have talked about in the past, you know, is just to wait till the end and really load up at the end. But I continued to take them, and it has worked out very well. I hated that I had to take the antibiotics, period, but I just didn't have any choice in this case.
Well, sometimes you do, and the current thinking, and maybe this got lost in the translation, is you don't take them at the same time of the day, because you're taking something that's going to kill your probiotics. But if you allow a couple of hours between the two, you should take them all during that time. And, in fact, increase it. I even suggest that people take a probiotic yeast at the same time so that you hold the place in your gut for the good guys, so that when you're through with that, then, yes, you ramp it up even more. And here's the part people usually miss. You have to keep doing it for 6 months. Of course, you and I think people should take probiotics all the time,
right,
just to make our bodies like the soil full of good organisms. But you can't just eat some yogurt for a week after the antibiotic and think you're good. You've got to take a complex probiotic for at least 3 months, preferably longer than that.
Is there anything that comes close to being comparable to the Dr. O'Hara product?
It should have a different classification, because there isn't anything that has 3 years of fermentation so that you can develop postbiotics. That's all of the good stuff that the probiotics make, including natural antibiotics that are very selective for the bad guys. Those go on, tons of research. I'm working on a new book, and maybe sometime we'll get to talk about that once it ever gets published.
Sure.
But I'm just finding out so much about probiotics, and I've probably looked at 1,000 studies, and I'm still the biggest fan of Dr. O'Hara's. I don't work for them. I just really love the product, because it has something like 92 different foods that are used, kind of like fermented foods would be, and 12 really good strains of bacteria, including TH10, which is really strong. But then by fermenting it for 3 years, they develop all of these organic acids and vitamins and enzymes and these bacteriocins, the selective antibiotics. So what's in there would be beneficial if there was not a single live bacteria. They are live bacteria, mm-hmm. but this isn't one of those things where, you know, how many billion can you get for a buck?
Yeah, it just helps build the beds just like outside, like you always say. Well, I'm a huge fan. I take them regularly. Logan and Judy both are as well. And I appreciate you for introducing us to the line a long time ago. I still want to go to Japan and meet Dr. O'Hara and see the place and go through the whole deal. We haven't done
You'll
that
be yet. Amazed.
Yeah, I look forward to that. And he's apparently been working, and they wanted me to see it, working on some fertilizer-related fertilizer things. Marty, thank you very much for being with us, and thank you for what you do. And tell people, once again, it's hbnshow.com to get your news.
That's correct. It is.
And
they can also reach our radio show there, too.
Okay. Thank you, Marty.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this, 866-444-3478.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here for Victor Pet Foods. Besides having grain-free products, all Victor formulations are free of wheat, corn, soy, or gluten and are naturally preserved with no toxins, flavors, or colors. Victor's loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dogs, Carmen and Tater, love the Victor. I feel strongly that your dogs will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store or go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Believe it or not, weight management is more than simply calories in versus calories out. To achieve your ideal weight, your digestive system must function effectively. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author of The Hamptons Diet and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Research has found that there are regulating factors that control absorption of calories and whether they are stored as fat. One of the most significant influences in our ability to keep fat off is having the proper amounts of beneficial bacteria in our GI tracts. These friendly bacteria help in regulating blood sugar and normalizing our appetite. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's probiotics every day due to its carefully selected strains of live beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health, increase energy through better absorption of nutrients, and help with weight management. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available today. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working black cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply black cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black cow, the mature manure, black cow.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com. Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard back with you, and we've got open line all of a sudden for you if you want to jump on here at 866-444-3478, 866-444-3478, which is DIRT, D-I-R-T. One of the things I needed to mention to you is that the Dr. O'Hara products, a lot of people always ask me about this after we talk about them in some detail. They're available at the Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores. You can do a search online, buy them online, all that. And also, besides the probiotics, they have other products as well. One of them is a soap. It's a skincare product, and that probably is what it ought to be called instead of a soap. And it is really, really terrific. If you haven't tried that yet, give it a try as well. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic, it's got the same probiotic technology, Beauty Bar. And let's see, what else do I need to catch up on before we go back? I don't know. Let's go talk to Sean in East Texas. Hello, Sean.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
What's up?
A friend of mine's had a whole lot of I think they're red oak, but oak trees in his yard, and they're slowly but surely all dying. And they called it, I think he said they called it oak wilt or cancer or something. And I think it kills them from the top down. I'm not sure. I think that's what he told me. But the extension agent and them, they told him there was nothing could be done about it.
Well, are his trees in East Texas in sandy, acid soil?
Right.
Well, oak wilt is kind of rare, to very rare, in that kind of soil, so it may be something else. But it doesn't matter what it is. I got the same answer, same recommendation, no matter what, whether it's oak wilt or some other disease, even if it's just drought that's causing the problem, and I'm seeing that in a lot of cases. What we call the sick tree treatment is the answer. And when it's drought, when drought is involved, you know, increasing the moisture level deep in the soil is the thing to do. And if it's a big area and a lot of trees, of course, that's sometimes hard to do. But the way to do that short of getting a real good drenching heavy rain is to, you know, have the hose on the ground running for long periods of time, you know, days at a time, and moving it around and really soaking the root zone deeply. The rest of the sick tree treatment is to get the soil and or mulch off the bases of the tree, expose the flares very well, and then with either liquid or mechanical aeration, followed by the application of all the organic amendments that we recommend, compost, rock powders, and sugars.
Okay.
And whatever it is that's going on, that procedure that I explained real quickly there is the solution for up to and including oak wilt. Now, it's explained on our website under guides on the homepage.
Okay, I'll tell you.
Yeah, and it's in the library of the website as well. It's called the Sick Tree Treatment. But in sandy soil, a lot of times the native trees, and one of the red oaks that is in that category is blackjack oak. Drought is the biggest culprit that we've got, so fixing that one way or another, you know, needs to be at least on the page of solutions.
I don't know how much sandy loam there is, but I'm sure that after you go down a very far, you're going to hit the same thing. Everybody's got red clay.
Red clay, yeah, which also is good for the trees, and, you know, normally you don't see the oak wilt in those areas. There are some other diseases that can hit, and oak wilt is a possibility, I suppose. It's just be real rare.
I lost a tree in my front yard, one that I had put out years ago, about 10 years ago, and it was looking great.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just died, and I thought lightning had hit it because there was a dark streak from up near the top down to the ground.
Well, it could have been exactly what happened.
Well, the bark ended up coming off, and it died.
Yeah, that's probably what happened.
Okay.
All right. Well, tell him about sick tree treatment, and if you got any more details about it, photographs or anything like that, you can send it to us, and I'll
appreciate it.
Keep talking to you.
Have a good day.
Okay, you too. And we got open lines at 866-444-3478. This business about sick trees is, you know, a big deal. I mean, there's a lot of money involved in trees. You know, the cost of having to put them in the first place, if you've got a site with native trees on them, they're a big part of the value of the land. And what we're going through in certain areas with this drought has caused a situation where the dry level has gone down deeper in the soil than maybe it ever has, but for sure more so than it has in a long, long time. Well, even though those are native trees, the post oaks and the blackjack oaks and some of those other native oaks, they have pretty, even though they're tough trees, they have pretty delicate root systems when the environment changes in a big way. That's why we have so much trouble when people buy a property with some of those native oaks, especially post oaks, and they need to build a house or build driveways or do some other construction through the root zone. Those trees are, they're persnickety. They will turn up their toes and get sick and die in a hurry if you change much of the conditions at all that they are used to. And that goes for compaction, changing the grade, more or less water than they're used to, more or less fertilizer than they're used to, putting a sprinkler system through the roots, etc. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. Back after this.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All right, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. The website's DirtDoctor.com, and I haven't mentioned today that our newsletter, I've mentioned everybody else's, but not mine. It's free, and all you have to do is sign up for it. Go to DirtDoctor.com and fill out the form that's there. It's comes out on a weekly basis electronically, covers one subject at a time. We're covering the latest one is on the is an update on the sick tree treatment and the cure for photinia, red tip photinia. There's those out there, and some of them are in that university group we were talking about, that say there is no cure for the red tip photinia diseases that are giving it a lot of trouble. They talk about it being the Entomosporium leaf spot. That's really not the problem. The problem's down in the ground in the roots, and the leaf spotting comes along kind of as a secondary thing, and then you get this chlorosis, the leaves turning totally yellow, and then death of spots in the plant, and then the whole plant goes down. Well, the solution is the sick tree treatment. It is the procedure that we recommend for trees, and we came up with it originally because of the photinia problem, and it has saved them all over the place, and it will save yours if they're not gone too far. If the root system's completely dead or mostly dead, it's not going to bring plants back from the dead. But if your trees are just sick and looking bad, there is a solution. This works on hollies that are chlorotic or any other plants that are chlorotic as well. But it was done originally specifically for the photinia because everybody said there is no solution and they're going to die and all you can do is cut them out and throw them away. So the same thing they recommend on Rose Rosette. Our next newsletter will be the update on the Rose Rosette solution, which is basically the same kind of thing. But we're covering those, updating them, and covering those in the next couple of newsletters. So to get it, just fill out the form on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com or send us an email to info@DirtDoctor.com, and you will get it on a regular basis. It comes out at different times. Right now, the old technology that we have, it goes out a little bit at a time. The new website and the new technology that's coming up as soon as we can get it for you will make it able to go out a little quicker and get to everybody about the same time. So stay tuned for that. Telephone number here is 866-444-3478. Bill is in Marlin, Texas, next up. Hi, Bill.
Good morning, Mr. Garrett.
What's up?
First of all, do me a favor. Keep all this freezing precipitation north of Waco. I got plum trees blossoming already.
I got it under control for you.
Okay. Second, I did what told you a while back. I was going to get pecan trees from Walmart Nursery out there at DeLeon.
Mm-hmm.
I went and got them, and I got them planted in. I used post hole digger. Had to dig pretty good size deep hole because the way they have them, I think they're grafted. The root is coming off of a stock piece, and then the main shoot of the tree is about 5 or 6 foot tall off of that. Question. I put them in the ground just to the hair where the hair roots start,
okay,
and the graft is above ground.
Good.
So is it now that I got them planted? I didn't add anything like you told me not to. What would be next? Can I add topical fertilizer on top of it, a booster, or should I just leave it go?
Yeah, but the first thing I want you to do, Bill, since you said you dug the holes with a pulse hole digger, I want you to take a sharpshooter or a turning fork or something like that and stab it into the untouched soil outside the post hole and tear it and rough it up, therefore creating a much bigger disturbed area like it would have been a big dish-shaped hole. You see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
That's to aerate that area, and that loose soil in that area where that root system can start growing out is the most important thing that you can do in planting a tree. And there's research backing that up, not just from me, but from Dr. Carl Whitcomb and others, that is critical. I've seen the city of Dallas, unfortunately, and I've called the head honcho of the park department to talk about it and didn't return my call yet, planting trees with an auger out in a park, and they left that glazed, smooth side. Well, what happens is the roots go out and hit that glazed side and start circling in the hole, and that's what you want to prevent.
Gotcha. Okay.
Now, the next thing is, to answer your question, yes, you can put the organic amendments and fertilizer on the surface. You don't want to do a whole lot. Trees don't need a whole lot of fertilizer. They have this great ability to access nutrients from the soil more so than most plants do. So you put a light application of alfalfa meal or some kind of organic fertilizer blend that might have alfalfa in it or whatever your choice, but just a light application across the disturbed area, then a thin layer of compost, maybe a half an inch, but don't pile any of it up on the flare. Keep it all away from the trunk, and then some shredded mulch. Start out about a foot away from the trunk, very thin, and then let the mulch get thicker out to the edge where you've done this new cultivating and disturbing and creating a big saucer-shaped disturbed area.
That works. That works. Soon as the moisture dries up again, I'll get out there and do that.
That's all you got to do.
I got one more question if you got
sure,
time.
Sure.
I'm sitting here looking at my tomato transplants. I've got about 200 underneath grow light.
Wow.
Does different color fluorescent bulbs have a different effect on the plants? I have one. It's sort of a bluish light, and they don't seem to be doing as good as the white colored lights in my light fixtures.
Well, yes, you've already answered your own question. The one that's a bluer color doesn't have as good a light spectrum as the ones that are brighter, and they just have more intensity. So, yeah, the grow lights that are sold for a whole lot of money in the stores, they actually are the best light. They put out this wide spectrum of light, and they're terrific, but they cost a whole bunch of money. The second best way to go is just to put incandescent and fluorescent, the brightest lights that you can, in there above the seedlings, and that keeps them green, keeps them sturdy and wider stems and not getting so open and whippy.
Okay, because I've got some. I got them in trays, and the ones down the middle are, you know, growing real well. The ones on the outside edge don't seem to be doing that great. So I'm trying to figure out how I can get the rest of them to catch up.
More light, and make sure that the area where they're not growing as well is not staying too wet or too dry.
Okay.
That could also be part of your problem when you're seeing a difference in the quality of the growth of the little seedlings.
Well, sir, sounds like I got an afternoon of work ahead of me then.
Just get that light as bright as you can.
Okay. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Bill.
Bye-bye.
We got open lines for you. Jump on here and let's chat about whatever you'd like to chat about at 1-866-444-3478. Somebody sent me something a long time ago. I've been meaning to share with you, and I've been carrying it around here and not doing anything with it for a while, but it's kind of funny. It says that it is quotes from the work of Stephen Wright, who is, it calls him an erudite scientist and Boston comedian. He's basically a Boston comedian primarily. And I've not only thought this was funny, but I looked into it a little bit more. And basically on his website, he says that a whole bunch of this that is attributed to him, he didn't write, but he likes it a lot of it, a lot. And some of it are things like this. I'd kill for the Nobel Peace Prize. Borrow money from pessimists. They don't expect it back. 99% of lawyers give the rest a bad name. Some of my golf buddies wouldn't like that one too much. A conscience is what hurts when all the other parts feel so good. A clear conscience is usually the sign of a bad memory. If you want a rainbow, you've got to put up with the rain. All those who believe in psychokinesis, raise my hand. The early bird may get the worm, but the second mouse gets the cheese. I almost had a psychic girlfriend, but she left me before we met. And this is just page one. I got more of this stuff. If everything seems to be going well, you've obviously overlooked something. Okay. One of the things I need to do right now, too, before we get some more people calling in, is to do the Pet of the Week. And the Pet of the Week tip brought to you by Victor Dog Food. And it's a real simple one, but it's very, very important. And it's one that I've been delinquent about in the past. And that is clean the dog dishes for the food, but also the water dishes. I've, in the past, tended to do this incorrectly. Just put some more water in the dishes, and we keep some inside and some outside as well. You need to clean them out. The algae grows, the slime grows, you know, from the saliva and everything. And so you need to clean them out. You don't need to use harsh soaps, just hand and friction is as good as anything. And from time to time, use maybe some hydrogen peroxide or some soap. But keep their dishes, water and food dishes, clean, because if you don't, it can lead to some problems with your wonderful pooches. And by the way, I want to mention our dog again from this week at the SPCA in Dallas, because he's terrific looking and we need to get him adopted. Rocco, take a look at our website, dirtdoctor.com. Go to the SPCA of Texas button there and see Rocco. He's a two-year-old male Rottweiler mix, and they say he's just the sweetest thing in the world. And then from last week, Sister is still waiting for a home, and she looked great too. So check both those out. And thanks to Victor Pet Foods for their support of all this. The website, victordogfood.com, is where you go to get more information. And they've got a great website, a great Facebook as well. Lots of terrific pictures of dogs and cats. So check it all out. Also check out our Facebook. We've got some fun things there. Main thing I've been doing lately is just putting a copy of the newsletter so people have easy access to it if they haven't signed up to receive it direct. Again, to get it direct and it's free, just fill out the form on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and the number is 866-444-3478. Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now manufacturing Garrett Juice Pro, the advanced mix of Garrett Juice Formula. Garrett Juice Pro improves the health of soil and plants with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, and hydrolyzed fish, also beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it at garden centers, farm and feed stores, and hardware stores. For Garrett Juice and other fine products, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, is Howard's newest book. Howard explains in detail how to establish and maintain lawns, covering, planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. This book explains an easier, less expensive, and less water-intensive program than using conventional lawn care. Have the best-looking lawn in your neighborhood. Get more information or order this great book today by going to Howard Garrett Books on dirtdoctor.com.
You know that healthy living is my mission, and while looking for the best products to use, I've found a new organic bar soap called Farmer's Market. Farmer's Market soap is made from a unique blend of certified organic ingredients, avocado, blueberry, shea butters, and natural essential oils. Farmer's Market is organic, no nasty chemicals get in the way of the natural goodness of the ingredients, and you'll love the luxuriously rich lather to gently cleanse your skin, leaving you clean and refreshed. Farmer's Market comes in several farm-inspired natural fragrances like lavender, lemongrass, basil, and blackberry. Hard to pick my favorite, and they're all great. Take it from the Dirt Doctor, Farmer's Market is outstanding, and it's been certified to USDA organic standards. Ask for the Farmer's Market organic soaps in your local grocery, health food, or drug store, and go to fmorganics.com or dirtdoctor.com for more information. That's fmorganics.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Howard, back with you. We've got a full board of callers, but when you hear somebody hang up, jump on here if you would like at 866-444-3478. Sean and Hazlitt next up. Hey, Sean.
Morning, Howard. We just purchased a new home in the last week, and the former owner of the home had built, a brick kind of retainer around the edge of the flower bed,
mm-hmm.
and they'd done a fairly elaborate job. They also had put one that's probably it's around a live oak tree in the front. And I know those, that I wouldn't have done that myself, but they had also piled up a certain amount of dirt in there covering the root flare. And then on top of that, had covered that up with probably 4 to 5 inches of lava rock. You know, the tree itself is doing a little better than you might expect under those circumstances. It doesn't look like it's grown at the same rate that other trees in the neighborhood have. I excavated, took all the lava rock off, pulled all the dirt off to get down to the root flare in there and pulled all that back all the way out. My question is, I got down to where it's probably, I would think it probably need to come out another inch down there, but I started getting into where roots were trying to grow upwards.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, should I go ahead and get it down to the optimal area, or how deep should I go now that I'm encountering these roots?
Well, that's a typical thing that you run into for the first time when you're doing this, and you're scared about it. But you can be very aggressive, especially if this, you know, still in the dormant season, really any time of the year pretty much, but dormant season especially. Those kind of spaghetti-looking roots that are trying to grow up, they should all be cut away. And you should get down to just the big flares going out. It should be a really nice, clean look. And don't worry that you're hurting anything at all. You're doing just the opposite.
Okay.
Now, one of the things that you mentioned that I should say is that lava gravel is an interesting thing for for plants in general and for trees especially. It makes a good mulch. It's got this paramagnetism that is hard for some people to believe in, and it holds moisture just at the right level for a very long period of time. So once you get it all down at the right grade, if you want to, if you've already got the lava gravel, you can use it as a top dressing mulch, just like you would use a shredded tree trimmings. The only negative about it is it doesn't break down into humus and create natural fertilizer like the shredded tree trimmings do.
All right. Howard, I had one other question. Sure. In my backyard. I don't have a large backyard, and it doesn't get full sun all day long.
Okay.
I wanted to put some kind of tree back there, and I went ahead and went with the Lacy Oak because I know they don't get that big. And it probably it gets sun, but in the morning, it's particularly blocked by the house. It starts getting full sun around 11 o'clock and then gets about 5 or 6 hours of what I would consider full sun each day.
Okay.
I planted that sucker yesterday, and when it was a large, you know, it was a 45-gallon tree, used the right methods, but down at the bottom, I guess maybe 16 inches into the ground, started getting into some pretty hard stuff. I ended up having to break it up with a rock bar, mm-hmm. you know, to dig around and get it down to the right grade. And I'm wondering, that Lacy Oak, will it grow in that type of soil structure?
Yeah, Lacy Oak will grow, you know, in the hill country in solid rock almost. So it shouldn't be any problem at all. Just plant it like we recommend all trees, nice and high, and backfill with soil up in the top part of the hole, and rock down in the bottom of it is really no problem at all.
All right. Well, great.
All right, good luck with your new house.
Thank you.
Appreciate
right.
the call. By the way, I was at a seminar that the urban forestry people put on Friday, and David Creech from Stephen F. Austin was there, and he's a character. He's semi-retired professor over there in Stephen F. Austin, Nacogdoches. He and I have communicated through the years, and he gave me a little tree some years ago that was a crossbreed Montezuma cypress and other things. He's been working on crossbreeding things for a long time. And it's the wildest looking – it's still alive, but it's the wildest looking character tree you've ever seen in your life. Somebody – I'm worried I'm gonna go by its – it's in the landscape of an old office that we used to have. I'm worried that I'm going to go by there someday and it's going to be cut down because it has such a wild look, but it's kind of interesting. But one of the trees that David, in his talk, he talked about trees for the 21st century and trees that he recommended. And one that he talked about is the Parodia, the Persian ironwood that I've told you guys about, and I've done newsletters about it. It's on our in the library of dirtdoctor.com, and it's in my book, Texas Trees. Just a terrific book, and tree. And if you have, the book too, but the tree is one that will grow where you don't have full sun all day long for anybody considering one. It's Parodia or Persian ironwood, and plenty of information on my website about it. We used to incorrectly call it witch hazel because that's what it was sold to me as, a witch hazel. But it is a terrific, has exfoliating bark, beautiful yellow fall color. Terrific. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478.